It's World Bee Day today, and joining me to tell us about these marvellous creatures is Tricia Blanks from the Beekeepers Society of South Australia. How's it going, Tricia?
Hello, Jenny.
So what do you think is most intriguing about bees?
Perhaps we can start with number one, which is that a honeybee colony has about 50,000 bees. Most of them are worker bees, which are the girls, maybe several hundred drones, boys, and one mother, the queen, and she controls the whole hive.
All hail the queen.
All hail the queen, yes. But it's very exciting because a queen bee will only mate once in her life.
Oh, really?
Yes, usually in the first 10 days of her life. So she's born, she's raised on royal jelly, of course, and she goes out to mate. She goes flying up in the air on her mating flight, and she will mate with about 15 to 20 drones, boy bees, in midair.
Wow.
Yes, so that's pretty exciting, I think. And then she'll store about 100 million sperm in her body for her whole life.
Oh, only that much?
Only that much, yes. So you may think that all bees come from the same sperm. Well, they don't. She's mated with many boys. And, yes, then they all produce the baby bees. So it's pretty, I think that's a pretty incredible fact.
Yeah,
that.
So she has kind of a raucous day out, keeps all of the sperm, and then holds on to it for all of her future generations.
Yes, yes. And she can lay twice her body weight in eggs each day. And that can be about 2,500 eggs in a day.
And that's why they're all doting after her and looking after her, right? Because she's got a big job.
She's got a huge job to do, yes. And she does it pretty well, but we tend to think that her lifespan is probably 3 to 4 years because she's worn out after that,
what
as you would be.
Yeah, what happens to the gang? No, what do you call them? They're not a gang.
The hive.
The hive. What happens to them once the queen dies?
Well, you will either have to buy a new queen, or they will supersede her. So when they feel her pheromones are going and she doesn't smell queen-like anymore, they will throw her out. Mm. They'll kill her and they'll throw her out.
But a coup.
Horrible. I know. And the same thing happens to the boys in winter. The boys are useless, completely useless once they've mated with the queen. That's their only job. And so in winter, they are just a big drag on the hive because they're trying to keep warm and keep their hive at 35 degrees. So the boys will get killed off and thrown out the front door.
Brutal.
Brutal.
Brutal. But they are playing quite an important role in our local ecosystems, aren't they, Tricia?
They absolutely are. We just really couldn't do a lot without our bees. Mainly for pollination. So pollination of food crops, fruit, veggies and seeds. And if we didn't have them, we'd be in big, big trouble. So over one third of the food we eat relies on pollination by bees, either directly or indirectly.
Wow.
So, yes, they've got a big, big, important job to play in the ecosystem. So we really do need to look after them. They're suffering because of pesticides and climate change. I grew up in New Zealand and there were lots of bumblebees when I grew up there. I haven't been living in New Zealand for 40 years, but when I went back recently, there are so few in the gardens, the bumblebees. They're just beautiful, lumbering, slow, fluffy things. And they're little. They're not the great big bumblebees that I grew up with. So it's very sad. It's very sad because we're in trouble with pollination. Many of our commercial beekeepers take their hives to the the almonds in the Riverland and other places around during the pollination season for almonds, and they just leave their hives there, and the bees that they take in pollinate the almonds. So that happens a lot, probably around your area and also around the Riverland. So that happens yearly.
Tricia Blanks is with us from the Beekeepers Society of South Australia. What can we do to help bees and their, you know, dwindling populations?
Well, there's a lot of things we can do which are quite basic and quite easy, and especially for children to help with. First of all, though, stop using pesticides and herbicides. And I know it's easy to say, and on big farms, they have to use these things. But try in your gardens to stop using pesticides and herbicides. Try and look for natural products if you've got problems, but certainly try and keep away from the pesticides and the herbicides. Plant a bee-friendly garden. Now, I know a lot of the people that write to me as I'm secretary and ask how they can help the bees should they get a hive, but we suggest that, no, just try and plant a bee-friendly garden. Your nurseries will always be able to help you with bee-friendly plants, and if you go to a nursery on a beautiful day and just stand and look at all the plants and see where the bees are landing, that's your best way to try and pick good bee-friendly plants. Plus, there are PIRSA Primary Industries do have a wonderful book on bee-friendly plants that you can use. Create a native garden. As we know, bees love native plants, especially callistemons and things like that, leucodendrons. So plant a native garden and you'll bring lots and lots of bees and other creatures in as well, butterflies, all sorts of things which are also important in pollination. Read more. Read more about bees. Teach children about bees from an early age, not to stomp on them, that they're not horrible, that they only sting you if they're in danger, if they're feeling threatened. So try and teach children from an early age that bees are very important. If you go to a farmer's market like Mount Pleasant, try and buy local honey. Support your local beekeepers and they'll love you forever. Bee Society, our Beekeepers Society of South Australia, has meetings once a month. So if you're interested in bees, come and learn about them from your society. We're downtown at the Burnside Council Chambers once a month on a Monday night, and it's wonderful, lovely, experienced people to talk to you and lots of things to learn. Provide trees for bees. They're very important, trees for bees, and also protect bee habitats, that sort of thing. And one of the most important things you can do in your garden is to provide fresh water.
They get a bit thirsty.
They get very thirsty, but remember to put rocks or corks in your bird watering system so that the bees can land on them. They can't just land on water and then take off.
That's a good point. Well, thank you so much for joining me today, Tricia Blanks.
You're very welcome.